It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 28th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is abstain, spelled A-B-S-T-A-I-N. Abstain is a verb that means to choose not to do or have something, to refrain deliberately and often with an effort of self-denial from an action or practice. It can also mean to choose not to vote. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Hannah Goldfield. For more than 150 days a year, Ethiopian Orthodox Christians abstain from animal products in accordance with religious fasting. If you abstain, you're consciously, and usually with effort, choosing to hold back from doing something that you would like to do. One may abstain from a vice, for example, or in parliamentary procedure, one might abstain from placing a vote. So it's no surprise that the word abstain traces back through Middle English and Anglo-French to the Latin word abstinere, which combines the prefix ab, meaning from, away, or off, with tenere, a Latin verb meaning to hold. Tenere has many offspring in English. Other descendants include the words contain, detain, maintain, obtain, pertain, retain, and sustain, as well as some words that don't end in T-A-I-N, such as tenacious. Abstain, like many of its cousins, has been used by English speakers since at least the 14th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.